You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. I wonder if you're better at pulling out the weeds in your garden than you are at weeding the bitter roots out of your heart. Hebrews 12:15 tells us, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." Phillips' translation says, "Be careful that none of you fails to respond to the grace which God gives." Have you been failing to respond to God's grace? Grace is a theological concept absolutely essential to our faith, but about which really few Christians really know very much. If you had to define what God's grace means to you, what would you say? J.I. Packer, in his marvelous book, Knowing God, says that many church people pay lip service to the idea of grace, but there they stop. Their conception of grace is not so much debased as non-existent. Like the writer to the Hebrews, he says many of us are missing the grace of God, failing to respond to God's grace because we don't know what it is or we're not conscious of it in our daily lives. But what does it mean to see to it we don't miss the grace of God or that we respond to God's grace? Well, when I'm responding to God's grace, I'm aware of where I'd be without Him, how desperate my plight would be if I didn't know Jesus, how dead in trespasses and sin I am without His redemption, and how evil my own sinful heart is unless it's transformed by His power. When I'm responding to God's grace, then I go into my day with a thankful heart and spirit. I am rejoicing because I remember that because of God's grace, I not only escape the condemnation I deserve, but I receive incredible gifts of grace, showers of blessings poured on me for which I'm totally unworthy. Just saying those words gets my heart beating faster. I am so blessed because God has been gracious to me beyond belief. So are you. So are we all. But here's our problem. We forget. We've never really understood it, maybe, or we just are so self-focused. There's no room left in our minds to think of anything except ourselves. Then what happens? Bitter roots. Why? We missed the grace of God. We pay lip service to it, but we don't allow it to have an impact in the way we live out our lives. So bitter roots begin by missing the grace of God. How do we keep from missing the grace of God? It says in this passage, see to it. You and I must take actions. And I'm going to talk about that some more tomorrow. I hope you'll join me then.